Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
This is going to be good. I've been looking forward to this because have you had a problem buying gifts for a birthday or a special occasion with all the retail stores being closed? Well, this is a great idea. It's called Life Maps, and Ronnie Orr, is that how you pronounce it, Ronnie?
Ronis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ronis.
That's okay. Uh-huh. It gets everyone confused.
Yeah, he's working on your last name.
Yes.
Ronis Orr.
Orr.
All right. That concludes
just
the interview.
I owe her a lot of money. That's what I owe.
I got it. Well, Ronis created this business called Life Maps, and you explain it, Ronis. First, how did you get this idea?
This happened many, many years ago when I was an elementary school teacher, and we had a unit that they purchased on mapping, and I always loved maps and used them to teach history, and just had always been fascinated by using maps to teach things. So at the end of the mapping unit, the assignment was for the students to make up their own island, draw an imaginary place, and use everything they knew about maps and just create what they wanted. And while they were doing theirs, I drew our room number as my island, and I put all the kids in the class on the map. So I had Lake Laura, Michael's Mountains, Talks Too Much Town, and even the kid who was the class clown, I named an amusement park after him. So all the kids were on the map, and when I hung it up, they were so excited to go see where they were, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And so I began to draw maps for my friends as gifts when I either didn't have money to buy them one or I didn't know what to get them. I would take all the little things I knew about them and put them into a map. And then later on, I moved to corporate training, did a few for gifts there. And then people began coming to me saying, you know, my dad's going to be 70. Could you do one of these for me as a gift for my dad? And I'm like, never had thought about doing them for other people. So that was how I started doing that. And then eventually I left that job, had my own company. And then after 9/11, things kind of dried up. And I thought, what am I going to do? And I thought, well, let's do the maps. And so that's when I started doing Life Maps as an actual business.
So is this how it works? You get people together in a family, and you try to remember main events of somebody's life, or what they like, what they dislike, their favorite sayings, relationships, and so forth and so on. And then you put this into a map, and the final version is framed, and it becomes a very unique gift for somebody.
Absolutely. And I love that. And now that families are kind of together, you know, that we've been sheltered, and they're hanging out together, they're visiting through FaceTime, it's a great opportunity for them to reminisce and share stories and share memories. The kinds of things I include in a map are some of those things you mentioned. People's personality traits, their relationships, their major life events, and some of their best memories. And what I'm trying to do in the map is to depict them as the unique person that they are, celebrate them for that, and bring back some really wonderful memories. So I have a questionnaire that I actually send people so they don't have to think too hard about what they should come up with. And it's just some guidelines. And then I interview people on the phone because I don't do a questionnaire. I'm not just after factual information because there's little interest there. I'm trying to find out the stories about people. And in order to get that, I'm more like a journalist. I have to ask a lot of questions. And I keep probing until I hear the real story or I hear the thing that I know will make a wonderful feature on the map that's going to bring a smile to the face of the person who's being celebrated. So I don't interview them. I interview the people who care about them. And I say one of the greatest benefits to somebody getting one of my life maps is they get to see themselves through the eyes of the people who love them and sometimes gain a new appreciation of themselves because we don't always give ourselves credit for things about us that we may not appreciate, but other people do. And so it really, truly is a wonderful, wonderful gift.
It's a great idea. Ronis, do you find that during the pandemic, your business has actually picked up?
It's not at the moment, but I'm doing a lot of social media, trying to, you know, talk about doing some things live on Facebook, getting the word out to people. I've been hearing from people that I'd met previously who are now at home, people even that want to do a map for themselves, about themselves, as a celebration. They're hitting a milestone. They're turning 50 or they're turning 60, and they want to create something that captures all the best parts of their life. So, like I said, I think it's a great time because people often tell me, I had a woman that wrote to me after I did a map for her dad, and she said, I want to thank you for two things. One, the map, which my dad absolutely loved, but two, just the experience. My sister and I sat together and reminisced and talked about all of our favorite stories about our dad, and we had a wonderful time. So thank you for that opportunity. And so I think there's a great benefit both to the gift receiver and to the gift giver.
Well, this is great for now, I think, because birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, we can't celebrate them the way we're used to. So we're looking for something different. And it's hard to shop for a gift now with all the stores closed.
That is true. I also do weddings and retirements, graduations. I also do corporate histories and histories of cities. So not a map of the city, but a map that shows the history of a town, the major businesses in it, major events that have happened there, really important places, public places. And so that's a really interesting thing, too. So even if companies are having milestones come up to celebrate that, and they often display them in their conference rooms or whatever. The problem right now with framing is the frame shops are closed. So at the moment, I can't frame any for anyone, but when that opens up, then and they're beautifully done, and they become a real keepsake treasure for a family. I also do memorials. So if someone's passed, it's a great way. Sometimes people say to me, oh, I would love to have done this for my mom, but she's passed. I said, you do the map for you. It's your memories of your mom, and then you pass that to your kids, and they pass it to their kids. And there's a story behind everything on the map that can be shared and keep that person's memory lively, even down through many generations.
So if somebody wants to do this, do they just go to lifemap.biz? Is that how it starts?
Yes, you can start there. And actually, if you go to lifemaps.biz, there's a wonderful video on the homepage of a man and his wife and daughter. This is cute. His wife and daughter did a map for him. And when I met him, he said to me, my wife and daughters remembered things I had totally forgotten about. And I was so overcome, I actually started to cry. And I thought, when a 70-year-old man tells you his memories made him cry, That's how significant it can be. So there's a contact page you can fill out and send that to me. If you go to the page about the artist, you can actually see at the top of that page that very first map that I did about my students. But all the maps are there, each page. There's a gallery. If you click on any of them, they will blow up big enough that you can actually read the detail and see what's on there so you can get a real idea. Now, it's hard to understand because you don't know the story, but you get a good idea of what the maps would be like.
And is it Life Map or Life Maps?
Life Maps.
Life Maps, plural.
Lifemaps.biz.
Lifemaps.biz, Ronnie Oher. You're here in the Chicago area, right, Ronnie?
Yes, I am.
Ronis? All right. Well, thanks to Ronis Oher, and this is great. You're going to hear from a lot of our listeners. Lifemaps.biz. Good idea, especially for these times, I think. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about them.
Thank you.